Hello and welcome, everyone. Good morning and happy solstice. This is June 21st, 2014, and we're very happy to have you here listening to our call. I am Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm here with Jody Robinson, and we're very excited to be talking to you today about the solstice. Hello, Jody. Good morning.
Good morning, Gail. Happy solstice to you as well.
Yes. So we're gathered here to talk about the solstice and all of the things that we hear around it. And so there's, you know, obviously we know that the Earth comes into its orbit once a year at this time when the northern hemisphere tilts toward the sun and the southern hemisphere away from it. So this is the longest day for the northern hemisphere, the most light that we get. And, of course, the shortest day for the southern hemisphere. So those residents are feeling the winter and the cold, while we here in the United States, at least, and, of course, in the northern part, are feeling the heat and the warmth. But both of us study alchemy and study energetics. So there's a lot more meaning to the solstice here besides just the orbit of the Earth and the planet and this light that is coming into the planet. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Jody?
I would. This is, I think, my favorite day of the entire year. I love the warmth. I love the sun. I love the summer. And it going into the summer, the longest day of the year, for me, it's a great time of change because the pole, it's as though the poles are shifting. And the work that I do, especially with the alchemy and that, is in shifting energy. And it always for me means change. And in that change, it's what we choose, because we're going into that just an incredible assistance in the universe to assist us in what it is that we're looking for, what is it that we desire. And so this is just powerful, powerful time of change. It's actually when the universe is working with you, which is, I think, the way that Tesla used to create all that he created, download all the information he downloaded. And it was all about balancing his energy and his thoughts with the universal energy. So to me, that's when I go into this solstice, that's what I focus on, is the ability, what can I change at this time? The universe is working with me.
Exactly. And you point out that actually there's so much change happening in our world today. So many things, we're in this great shift of consciousness. And so, you know, many of our listeners may be finding a lot of change in their life, a lot of time. And I know for me, it's a time to develop more of who I am. There's this kind of pause I feel, and yet it's a time of reflection and a time of going within. I know the solstice in the wintertime is very much going inside of oneself, so obviously half the planet is doing that right now. And mm-hmm. then the rest of us, I feel like it's also this rebirth. It's more than a springtime, it's almost a harvest of what do I want to become or what would I want to bring into my life with that new change that you're referring to. Mm-hmm. So excellent. Yes, I agree.
Definitely, because in even though we're in the summer, you're right. The other side of the poles, or you know, the other side of the world, is going into the longest day of darkness, and then it shifts towards the summer, which is more of the rebirth. It's the resting. It's the you know, the seasons and changing. So one is the summer, which is the birth of everything that's been brought forth from, you know, from the sleep, from the hibernation. You know, it's so beautiful, and the energy moves. It's as though it's an awakening, a new birth. And it's just, I just get like, happy.
I was going to say, does it make you happy?
Yes.
Yes.
Even in the winter solstice, when it's the winter solstice here, it's happy because it's the darkest day, which means that now I am looking forward to bringing forth more light. But yet when it's in the summer, it is the most light. So it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was, because it is in that place of light. So.
And you make me think of the happy song.
You know what?
Probably everyone knows that. I haven't gone to the website for a while, but the 24hoursofhappy.com is really fabulous. It just puts me in a happy mood to listen to the happy song by Pharrell Williams. So.
It does me too. It does me too. When I get on the call or the website, it doesn't matter what time of day when I hear the song, I keep seeing people just randomly in my mind's eye just dancing around.
Yes.
It's cute. It definitely triggers that happy. But that's mm-hmm. what this day is about, is that change is the bringing forth the energy, just being happy and not needing anything outside of us to be that way. Just to go within, but unhappy. I mean, that's what we teach in our classes is you don't need something outside of you. It could be dead of winter or it could be the dead of summer.
And mm-hmm.
being happy is an inside job.
Yes. You're right, it is.
Yeah.
It is. In fact, I was having a conversation with my husband yesterday about that, because we were both sharing that how typical it is that we both, when we're having a great day, you know, we've got a lot of good work that we're doing, we accomplished something, we've got the jobs coming in, the money coming in, we feel really happy. And we were both sharing that sometimes when we don't have that happening, we feel unhappy. And we were discussing it is an inside job, that, you know, that's the superficial way of walking through this world of thinking, oh, I don't have something, I'm not happy, or I do have something and I am happy. But it's really not about that. That's not the essence of it. We have a choice, and energetically and in our emotional state, our emotional body, we have a choice of saying, okay, it may not be that great of a day, or I'll share a story in a minute about getting stung by a wasp, but, you know, we can still be happy. And so my story is this 2 days ago, we were walking our labyrinth. We had this beautiful labyrinth outside of our house, and it's open 24/7 to the public. It's a walking meditation garden. And on the 19th of every month, we have a peace prayer gathering where we walk the labyrinth and send peace energy out to the world. And a woman, a friend that I hadn't seen for a while, came over to walk the labyrinth with us. And so we were sitting, saying some prayers, and I was sitting in a chair before we walked the labyrinth, and I felt something on my ankle, the back of my ankle. And I went to brush it off with the other foot, and I got stung. And oh my goodness, I have never, I mean, it's been years since I've been stung by a bee or a wasp or anything. This had to be one of those little red wasps, you know, that you see in the garden this time of the summer. And I didn't actually see what it was, but oh my, the needle-sharp pain started going into my ankle, and I had to run up, jump up, and leave the gathering and run inside. I said, I'll be back in a minute. And I ran in for a homeopathic remedy, APHIS, that I have, APIS, 30C. And it's a little pellet tablet that you put under your tongue. And it works for any kind of insect stings and swelling and that type of thing. And so I quickly took a dose, rubbed a little mint oil on it, and came back out to the gathering. And the pain had lessened, and so we walked the labyrinth sending peace out to the world, and I did my best to be peace at that point. And there was a little bit of shooting pain in my ankle as I was doing that. But as I sat down after walking the labyrinth, I took another dose of it, and the pain completely went away, completely. I mean, this homeopathic remedies are absolutely miracles on the planet. They are amazing. And as we sat there talking, the woman said to me, "So you do homeopathics?" And I went, "Yes, obviously." And she said, "I'm looking for a homeopathic doctor. I really have been trying to find one, and I don't have one. Do you know of one?" And I said, "Well, yes, actually, my MD is also a homeopathic doctor. He uses alternative medicine and different supplements and homeopathy. So she was delighted I was able to give her a doctor that she had been looking for, and she commented to me, she said, "You know, this is why the wasp stung you. We must praise the wasp and thank the wasp." And I went, "Yes, you're absolutely correct." There's a story in the book called The Seven Valleys of this gentleman who is looking for his lover, and he's searching all these valleys to look for his love. And at one point in a valley, he's running through a town, and this night watchman chases him, and he's running from the watchman because he doesn't want to be caught, and he jumps over this big stone wall into a garden of a house, and there, behold, in the garden is his love looking for her ring that she had dropped on the ground. And so he has to praise the nice night watchman as an angel that obviously was chasing him to lead him to his lover. And she said, "This is the same thing with the wasp." So I chose to be happy. I chose to honor the wasp and say thank you that this was meant to get us together. So my story really is about this change you're talking about, Jody, and a new mindset of thinking where we can praise even the bad in our lives, you know, even the things that we think are not so good at the time and actually are kind of painful, that they really have a purpose to move us to our next level and to develop our inner capacity for happy and to go forth.
Which is beautiful, because it is all about choice. And you know, I know that we're in our alchemy. And then the classes that we do a lot of mock-ups. We do a lot of projecting out there what we want. And all of that is choice. Rather than, you know, I choose to focus on what it is that I want rather than what it is I don't want, or worse yet, what it is that I don't like or that I don't have. Because we're always in choice in our perception. And the energy of appreciation, the energy of gratitude, the energy of acceptance and allowance and freedom and ease. And, you know, I mean, we work in these living words. They're not just words, they're vibrations. And again, you know, going back to the solstice and the universe creating for us, the universe supporting us. Yeah, because we all understand the law of attraction and to an extent, sometimes we don't realize that it's flawless. What we put our attention on will manifest. So if you look at change, it's going to give you change. It's happening without us. So, I mean, it is. It's happening for us. It's happening. I mean, that's just how the universe works. So we get to choose. And when people realize, when we all realize that we are choosing, and we're choosing by our thoughts, by our vibrations. Did you choose to look at that wasp and be in, why did he do that to me? You know, what's wrong? What's wrong with us? You know, and I always get stung. Why can't I have a good walk on the labyrinth? I mean, you could choose that. But why would you if you realize it? Once we have that spiritual maturity that says that my thoughts create my realities, why would you choose that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, validate and then pat yourself on the back like you did and not just validate, but appreciate that you just chose wisely. I love that phrase. It comes from Indiana Jones at the end, you know, where he,
Yes.
You have
wide awake.
Yeah. But we do, and I stress.
That's a great example, Jody. It is.
Yeah, I stress in the work that I do. Look at your life examples and let the universe know loudly, yes, this is my choice, and yes, I could see and I can appreciate and really embellish it. No different than when we were not conscious, how we would embellish the things that happened to us that we didn't like, you know, because that was the denseness that we've all come from. There's no shame from it. It's just the energy of the planet. Now that this light is coming in, because we are in this great shift of consciousness, we're able to absorb more light. There are those of us on the planet that are creating the pathway for more light to come through. So grab a hold of as much light as we can and hold it for as long as we can, as strong as we can. And that's exactly how you do it. Brilliant story. I mean, perfect. Every day, all day, we have the opportunity to do that.
Yes, and particularly today, I want to point out to everyone listening, this, and even if you're listening not on the solstice, it doesn't really matter. Tune into the solstice energy, because this really is a very special day. It happens once a year, the longest day where the most light comes to the planet. And we really are taking in those solar rays in multiple dimensions, if you will. We're taking them in as the heat of the sun that we feel in our physical body. But we're also taking them in our mental and our emotional and our spiritual bodies to raise our vibration, as you're just talking about, being in those words of gratitude and really choosing happy, for example. That's a high vibration. And so soak in those rays from today and the energy of the light that can light up our bodies and light up our spirits. That's what I think today is really about.
Yes. Yes. The energy of yes.
Yes.
Did you feel it? Yes.
Yeah, I did.
It's an appreciation for mm-hmm. for everything and anything. I love the word yes. When we add that emotion behind it, it's a thought with an emotion, coupled with an emotion that spawns that creativity, that creation, and thrown into the universe, into that wonderful electromagnetic field I always talk about,
mm-hmm.
is one of the most powerful words when you talk about change. And for our listeners here, I would like to challenge you to take something that you love, take something that you want in your life, think about it, and just start saying yes. And just think about it and say out loud to the universe, to anything and everything, yes. And just really couple that emotion with it. And as though you're telling the universe without a question, this is what I want. And see how your life can change just with one word. And appreciation, share that appreciation in with that yes. And whatever it is that you're thinking, whether it's financial security, whether it's calling forth your lover, whether it's you want a new car, whether it doesn't matter what it is. You know, try that as a simple change. So I challenge you. Just try it for a day.
And you know, as you say that, Jody, I am feeling the yes inside of myself as you're speaking into a new project that I'm doing. And I was like, wow, that feels really good when I say yes to this new project. Because sometimes I know that I won't say that any of you out there do this, you know, just me, that I look at my project and I go, oh, you know, I'm really not sure if I know how to do this or if I'm capable of doing this. And yet, I know I want to do it, and it's something I can be passionate about. But again, there are those days and those doubts sometimes that creep in of, wow, you know, this is more than I bit off more than I can chew, and et cetera, et cetera. All those thoughts that tend to go around in one's head. So that saying the yes really negates all those thoughts. It just kind of cleanses it out. It's like, of course, this is my project. I chose to do it, and I am excited about it, and the possibilities are there, and of course I'm capable and can do it. I wouldn't have chosen it if I wasn't. And certainly we are all capable of really following our dreams and our passions. So the yes really helps.
Yeah, and I look at it a little bit, because you know me, I work in layers. And so when I see you, and I see how you do all of your wonderful projects, you are like my hero when it comes to projects, because I whenever I feel a little lackadaisical in life, I always call you, and you're always working on a new project. You know, that when we get that inspiration for a new project, or we get intuition on something added to an old project, that's spirit coming through. That's our spirit wanting us to manifest something. When you get passionate about something, or you have ideas, and I see your spirit working through you all the time. And sometimes on a physical level, all of our past history, our past upbringing, blocks us from feeling that capable. But yet spirit is calling us to do this new great thing. So spirit is always in the yes energy. Spirit is always in, of course you can. Of course you can. It pulls us to the feeling good, to the newness, to the change. To, because there's one thing that's constant in the universe is change. And our emotions, you know, energy and motion. We die when we stop moving. You know, so spirit is always bringing us these changes and this motion. So yes to that. And it's just, when I hear that you're doing something, I know spirit is so active in you. And just to bring that out, because a lot of times people that I work with don't realize that that's the power of when you get inspired. And so live the life you desire. What you're desiring is something that's directly coming through from spirit. So, you know, our personal power field workshop is all about creating that space for spirit to reside within, and to actually bring more of our soul essence into our everyday life, you know, creating the containment field around it to house that. And so it's just such a beautiful thing to see it in action, because you embody so beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you, Jody. I'm very grateful that you, wow, thanks for the sincere and kind words. I appreciate that. And, you know, you touched on a few things here that I want to highlight. And first of all is that spirit is always in the vibration of yes. Yes. And it is inspiration. Really, when we each get an idea of who we are and what we are meant to do and a project to go forth with, it is that inspiration. And of course, inspiration is basically in spirit. You know, it's allowing your spirit to come inside of you and really take over and direct the flow of the energy towards achieving a success on whatever the goal is. So that's very important, I think, to highlight here, is to be in that spiritual place and that inspiration as much as we can. I was going to say all day long, but as much as we can. And that today on the solstice, that's very much for me what it is. It's that inspiration of allowing that light, again, as we talked about, to come in and light me up. And then, you know, like turning on the light bulb on the ceiling for the room, it really lights up the possibilities and lights up the capabilities that we each have. And I'm glad you mentioned the alchemy class, because when we create our personal power field around us, it is that container for that light, for that inspiration, to then just percolate and be in every cell of our body so that we can walk in all day, as I was saying, in that inspiration. And from that place of yes and happy and possibilities of change being a good thing, that I can create my projects, you can create your projects, anyone listening can create your projects, that when we are in our power and we stand in our light, we can go forth and do what we're here to do. We each have these amazing gifts on the planet, and no one else is the same as each of us. You know, there's a great saying, how does it go? It goes, you have to be yourself and love yourself because everyone else is already taken. So celebrate who I am, in other words. Celebrate who you are, because we need each of us on the planet to make it a whole.
Yeah.
So I want to honor your amazing ability to shift energy and to be in that yes of change, and the courage and fearlessness that you go through life, Jody, embracing that change. You are a great example, and I think we need to be in that courage and fearlessness. That kind of goes along with the yes. I guess if we had to pick words for our listeners to embody today on the solstice, it might be, of course, light and change and yes and gratitude and fearlessness and courage, that all of these words have an amazing vibration to really step forth into kind of a new year, if you will, as we go forward.
That's beautiful. In the mix of all of the energies, I would love to add one energy that I have found really needs, actually there's two energies, that when I look at gratitude, as an energy, and I'd like to add to that appreciation, because sometimes I miss that key component of shift into appreciation from gratitude. Gratitude is being thankful for something. Appreciation is appreciating it. It brings it, it almost like it amplifies it into present time. So I never understood the difference. I always thought that was interchangeable. And I started working with the energy of appreciation. And so when I was doing my solstice stuff for today, I wanted to really pull that forward. And yes, the energy of yes is always in my space, which is wonderful. But at the same time, to understand the difference between the gratitude and appreciation, for me, shifted it one notch up. It was like, wow. It was like life on steroids. It was great.
Yes.
So I wanna bring that to people's conscious awareness, because that's actually shifting energy and being a transformational consciousness coach is what I do most. And thank you for the kind words in return about my ability to be able to do that. It is exactly that. It is taking like gratitude. So when we do our mock-up, I'd love to add the shift in the change of being in gratitude versus being in appreciation, because they're different. And each of them are wonderful in their own way. And I never realized the difference. And then when I did, you could literally, if you took a look at the week that I worked with, you can look at the end of the week and look down the string of events that took place that week, and it was one thing after the other. The universe kept giving me things to appreciate, not just be grateful for. And so it was like being grateful for the food I was making versus the appreciation of how great it tasted as I was eating it. You know, I mean, it was really good. It was great. So I'd like to, before, you know, so as we're doing our mock-up, I would love to be able to serve some of that. And I know that you understand the energy that I'm talking about.
Excellent. So, yeah, great point.
And for our listeners, there's a number of challenges and a number of things that you can look at from your life, you know, to make these shifts simple. Changing your life isn't difficult. It's simple. It's ease. It's putting on that courage, that freedom, that ease, that acknowledgement, and then letting the universe take its course. It's a shift in consciousness.
So as we're talking about this, Jody, I want you to speak a little bit more about the importance of shifting energy and why at this time particularly that is a good thing. And tell us a little bit about what you do and give us your websites. Let's just do the commercial part here because you've got so much to offer. You really do. And this is a, you know, at this time when we have the longest day of light and we're shifting from the greatest light, and as we then go through the rest of the year, we're going to be in the northern hemisphere diminishing the light that's coming in. Of course, in the southern hemisphere, they'll be gaining the light. So we're in a shift constantly with the amount of light that's coming to the planet, if you will, at least from our sun, our solar rays coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So speak a little bit about the importance of shifting energy, please.
Well, the law of attraction, like I said earlier, it is flawless. It's a universal law, no different than gravity. I don't understand gravity, but I respect it. I know that if I try to jump out of a third-story window, I'm just going to go down. I'm not going to fly. not in this atmosphere. So I just have to understand a little bit more about energy and the law of attraction, which states that whatever energy I'm holding will come back. I mean, the Bible says, you know, an eye for an eye. You know, it's been an understanding taught through the ages. We just call it now the law of attraction because it's easy for everybody to understand. When I hold an energy of appreciation, let's use that one, when I hold the energy of appreciation, I will be reflecting it out of me. And when I hold that vibration and it radiates energetically out of me, the universe sees it and says, you must like that energy. You must like that. Your attention is on it. Your focus is on it. And so I am, because I love you so much, and the universe creates for me, it's going to reflect circumstances back to me that match that energy, because we experience what it is that, I mean, constantly the universe is creating for us what we're holding our attention on, that vibration that I was talking about earlier that says, I'm holding this vibration, the universe is going to match it. It's that eye for an eye. It doesn't have to be, if I hurt somebody, somebody is going to hurt me. I could choose now and go, if I appreciate, I will get experiences to appreciate. I mean, it's choice. What do you want to, how would you like to spend your day?
Yes.
So the importance of shifting your energy is that we don't consciously choose lower vibrational thoughts. But we haven't cleared it from our space. We haven't cleared whether it's karma, whether it's whether it's an argument that we had as a kid that made us feel bad about the last time I saw somebody, or maybe something I did in anger as a teenager or as a young adult, or, you know, whatever energy that we're holding, whether it's most of the time the energy that is detrimental to our well-being, is any energy that has us believing that we're not in well-being, that we have to have a job for survival, that we have to have a husband for, you know, or be connected to somebody to be complete, or to have an outside experience show us what happy is. You know, I can't be happy unless I'm doing something fun, or, you know, all of these are our attention points, because we would wake up in the morning instead of being just solidly in appreciation for everything and anything and nothing at all, versus waking up grumbling about, I don't have anything planned today, how am I going to be happy? You know, we don't do it consciously, but we wake up in that energy sometimes, you know, or whatever energy you wake up, if you're not bouncing out of bed, opening up your eyes with a zest for life, and you wake up going, I could do this. I could do this. I just have to do it another 5 years. I could do this. You know, that energy. Then what is it that you're really putting your attention on? And when you're putting your attention on it, if you could just sit in your own space and question yourself. Nobody else has the answer. You do. We do. You know, I mean, nobody else has my answer. So if you sit and you just really look at, what is it that you're feeling? And if you're passionately feeling like, I hate work, I hate my job, I hate the drive to work, I have to do this to do that, it's all that third dimensional conditional stuff. And if you're really in a passionate hate for your job, what is it that you're actually putting out to the universe? How can you receive something back different than what you're putting out there? You can't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Good
even
point.
Even if it came to you, you don't know how to receive it because you don't recognize the feel of it. So when you start practicing the feeling of appreciation, and you open your eyes and you start grumbling about, I have to go to work today, I'm so tired, I wish I could sleep in, and all that. And if you stop yourself right there, the shifting of that energy consciously to go, it might still look like that in my world today. I can't do anything today about it, but I can empower myself. I can choose to feel something different right now. That's the shift in energy. That's the choice. And then spend at least 17 seconds. That's all it takes to start an energy, to get an energy. At least that's what Esther or Abraham said. It used to be 38 seconds. If you can hold an energy, hold a vibration for 38 seconds. But now, in this great shift of consciousness, it's 17 seconds. Which I was like, oh, cool, I could do anything for 17 seconds. Even if I go to neutral and stop thinking about what I don't like, you know. So that's the shift in energy, is to stop, interrupt it, interrupt the thought and or the emotion long enough to choose, what do I want? And if you can't get to appreciation and you can't get to happy, or you can't get to any of the higher vibrations because you're so far from it, choose to go to neutral. Choose to just not think or feel what you don't want and work your way up. You know, that's what I do as a coach, is because not everybody can just stop and go, yeah, I can just hold happy for 17 seconds.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it's difficult, and I'll challenge anybody, put their phone down on timer and see what 17 seconds is. It's not long at all, but hold your happy thought, Peter Pan. You know, I love that part. I found my happy thought. He starts flying when he finds his happy thought. And it was his children. And, you know, of course, think of your children when they're asleep, you know, when they're good. Not when you're in the midst of, dinner, you know, all of that. But when you are, say, in the midst of feeling overwhelmed, stop, you know, realize and consciously shift that energy, because we're living the energy of what we put out in all of our yesterdays today. So if we're feeling a lower vibration, or we're feeling stuck, or we're feeling overwhelmed, or we're feeling not in well-being, it's a clue that we've been sloppy in our thinking from yesterday. And so that's our opportunity to wake up and go, this crazy lady said, you know, when I'm in overwhelm, to shift my energy, sometimes to just stop thinking about what it is I'm miserable about for the moment, and imagine or remember something that made me happy, and then start developing into understanding just what that feeling of happy means. And then, I mean, it starts slowly, but that's what we have to do, is shift the energy consciously through choice. And the website that I have is shiftingenergy.us.com. And that, I've got a lot of free stuff there. And I've got, you know, because I do a Monday night teleconference every Monday night. You just sign up for it on the website. And I talk about the energy that's shifting. What have I experienced this week? And in through the coaching that I've done, what energy is coming into the planet? What is the topic for the week? And then we talk about how we can simply shift our energy to be happy versus being feeling any of the lower vibrations. So that, again, is shiftingenergy.us.com or shiftingenergy@gmail.com. You can just email me. And
Excellent, Jody. And you teach alchemy classes like I do, which is this wonderful class, Creating Your Personal Power Field. And I know we both do webinars and live classes here in Atlanta. So any of you who are local, you can come to our classes. Check it out at Jody's website. And thank you so much. That's awesome. You brought up a lot of wonderful points of during the day just to stop and get back into that neutrality. That's really important. And, of course, my passion is all about peace. And so it really is about getting to that neutral place first, that quiet, that stillness that we each have inside of us that is so important to tap into, because that's where the inspiration comes in that we're talking about. That's where the light can come into our bodies and our mind, when that little mouse wheel that goes on running around inside of our heads that says these words of, you know, I hate my job, or I'm just overwhelmed, or there's so much going on, I don't know what to say or think, or all those kinds of typical, I don't know, maybe you guys don't do that, but occasionally I get in that mouse wheel, and that it's good for me, I know, to stop and go back to that peaceful spot, that neutral spot. And then from the peace as the foundation, the happy can come in, and the appreciation can come in, and the gratitude, and the freedom, and the ease, and accomplishment, and well-being can come into my space then, that power field, that container of my energy and walking in who I am. So that's one reason my husband and I put the labyrinth out front in our yard, because we wanted to create a space for the world to come if they chose. And in fact, they do. Frequently we have people, we look outside and people are walking the labyrinth at all hours, including midnight sometimes. And we have regulars who show up and we'll walk our labyrinth. A labyrinth is an ancient tool to honor actually these these days, these solstices and equinoxes, and to also be a place where you can gather the light within yourself and ask a question to come into the center of your being, or in the center of the labyrinth. It's synonymous and the same, where I can receive my answers and I can bring in that light into me and really start to be who I am meant to be on the planet. And our labyrinth has a couple of stones that we've put up at the solstice, and so at sunset, because our labyrinth faces west, at sunset every year we just remark or check out to make sure the mark is still there for where the sun sets across our labyrinth at on the day of the solstice. And the same thing at the day of the December solstice and the equinoxes. So it's a beautiful way, just like these circles that are all over the planet, Stonehenge and Avery and all kinds of others that are there, that honor these times of the year that are so special. And for me, it really is about being in that place of peace and renewing that energy of peace. So to tell our listeners just a moment about what I do, some of the projects you were talking about, Jody, is I'm creating some new classes called Peace Brain, P-E-A-C-E, and then B-R-A-I-N, Peace Brain classes, really about how do we find the peace inside of ourselves. And then the second part of it is how do we create a peaceful society. So, you know, what would a peaceful world look like? Would we all have labyrinths in our front yard? How would our food be processed, our transportation systems? There's a wonderful new invention called solar roadways. I just invite the listeners to Google that and find out that there's this one group of people wanting to create solar panels on all of our roadways throughout the United States. And that's an interesting thought. Think of the energy that could be generated. So think outside the box, I think, is where I'm going with this, is what could the new world look like that was at peace, where everyone found the peace inside? And the third part of my Peace Brain training is about what's my service? How can I use my unique gifts and talents to create this new world at peace? So I'm having a lot of fun with this project. And, of course, the alchemy tools and the Create Your Power Field class is part of the first part, how do I find peace inside myself? Because until I can really create this container and hold the vibrations of peace within me, even though there may be chaos going around me or that wasp, you know, decides to sting my ankle, how do I, during those times of drama and chaos, hold my peace? So my website is peacebrain.org, and you can find the alchemy classes on there as well. So do we want to do a little meditation now to create something on this amazing day?
We do.
All right.
We do. Would you like to lead us through the meditation?
Of course, I can do that. And then you can chime in, let's say, of what words we want to put in that. How about that? We'll just play off of each other on this. For those of you who are just doing this by ear here on the, we're playing with energy. We're shifting energy here on the phone call, and we invite you to join in and be happy as you settle in your chair. I feel very happy today. This is really wonderful. Thank you for being on this call. This has been a lot of fun.
thank you. I appreciate it. One of the things that I do on every call, I've been doing my free calls for like 4 years now.
And please tune into them, everyone, because they really are amazing. Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, consistently, I ground. Every single Monday night, if there's nothing more than you get the sense of grounding, I will walk through a grounding on every one of them.
So why don't you do that here, and then I'll pick up.
I would love to. So I'll start by grounding, and then I'll let you take over for a while.
Sounds great.
Go, Okay. So everybody take a nice, deep, circular breath, which is simply take notice not to hold it at the top or hold it at the bottom. Really bring the life energy into your body. Ground yourself first through your breath and realize that, just simply realize if you're holding it at the top or holding it at the bottom, and just flow it as you breathe in. Allow it to gently flow into the exhale, and the exhale gently flow into the inhale. And spend about 15, 20 seconds doing that. Now imagine where your tailbone is, for those of you who know where your first chakra is, the same location. Imagine that there is a cord that's attaching from your tailbone, and drop it down to the center of the earth, not very far. Now imagine that that you have a third hand, meet it at the center of the earth and tug it. Really feel it. Don't think it, but really feel it coming from your body. Feel, tug on it, make it real, make it tight. Once it's secure, put your attention on the center of the earth and say hello to Mother Earth. We have part of that heart energy, that earth star energy of the earth. Now imagine another cord coming in from above you, the Christic grid around the planet, the crystalline grid. It's just simply imagine a cord coming from above you. Allow it to go through the center of your body, through the chakras, and merge it in the root chakra. Bringing that energy down from the grid. Say hello to the Father energy. Now give the command for these cords to turn on and just siphon off any energy that's stuck. Just feel that energy flowing through you. Just feel the energy of the grid flowing into your body and then into the ground. And with the next breath, feel the mother energy going from the ground all the way up above you to the heavens. Take notice that you are the conduit that's bringing this energy from heaven to earth. And just with your own breath, just connect the two. Go ahead, Gail.
And I invite you to consider something you want to bring into your life. Some amazing quality that you've been working on achieving. Some object that you want to bring into your life. Or some state of being, some dream that you may have shelved and you want to bring into your life now. So take a moment and consider on this beautiful solstice day of light and learning and shifting energy and becoming that peace. What do I want to bring into my life today? And as you feel it and you see it, create a bubble out in front of you, a beautiful soap bubble, you know, with the iridescent glow on it as it shimmers in the air right in front of you. allow it to just float there in the air. And place your dream, your vision, your quality, your object into the bubble. And allow it to just be there for a moment. Take a look at it and admire it. And see the light of the solstice, this beautiful day, flow from the heavens above into your bubble, lighting it up with this beautiful shining radiance, this beautiful glow. And again, admire that. And feel that appreciation in your heart and that happy, that yes in your heart, that yes, I can have this. Yes, this is mine. Yes, this is something I am to have and create on the planet. And now bring a grounding cord onto the bubble. A beautiful string of light on that bubble going from the bubble to the center of the planet. Kind of like a balloon sitting there in front of you with a string on it. And allow that grounding cord to ground off any of those doubts, any of that mouse wheel thoughts. I can't have this. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't deserve it. I don't know how to do it. Whatever may come to you that is a limiting belief, allow the energy of that belief to flow down that string, down that beam of light into the planet and be recycled. So take it out of your bubble. It does not belong there. It is not a true part of your creation. The truth of your creation is that, yes, you can do it. Yes, you do have the time. Yes, the money will come to you through the law of attraction. Yes, this is meant for you. This is part of your gift to the planet. And so see all of that doubt being drained off and then cut the cord and allow that grounding cord to be recycled back into Mother Earth just to fall into her core and change back into usable, wonderful, beautiful energy. And again, just watch your bubble as it shimmers in front of you and floats, now even brighter and more beautiful. And Jody, would you like to lead us in some words that we can put into this bubble before we send it off to the universe to be manifested?
I would love to. Let's work with the energy of happy. For those of you who know how to put on happy, put on happy. For those who don't, imagine when you were happy. Feel what makes you smile. Is it being on the ocean? Is it your children? Your puppies? Remember a time when you were absolutely happy. Birthday party, whatever it might be, feel it, think it, allow it in. Include that into the bubble. And remember a time of gratitude. Most people will see gratitude around Thanksgiving, where you have thanks, you give thanks. Feel the energy of gratitude. I'm grateful for the money I have, the job I have, the lover I have, the husband, the life, the new car. Be thankful. And include that in your bubble. Use these as perceptual markers, recognize what that feeling is. Now, imagine appreciation. Imagine tasting, if you enjoy cheesecake, the best cheesecake. Appreciate the taste. If you appreciate a movie as you're sitting there, maybe it's a 3D movie at IMAX. You're in the middle of enjoying something, anything, life stuff. Appreciate it. Feel the joy of being in that moment. Appreciate the sun, the warm day, the birds. Appreciate the rain if it's raining. Whatever it may be that's in front of you, feel appreciation. Find a positive aspect to align with. And put that in your bubble. Let's add courage. What does it feel like when you've demonstrated courage? There's a pleased with yourself feel. Allow yourself to feel that courage as you've stepped into something that you've wanted to do. Maybe it's the beginning of a business. You've actually gotten out there and gotten a name or a website, or maybe you're driving for the first time. Remember what it was like behind the wheel all by yourself. You've conquered something and your heart beats, life flowing through you. Put that energy into this bubble. Now let's put that energy of success. I am successful. What does that feel like? What have you done successfully? Put that acknowledgement of, yes, this was something I did. I'm capable of doing this. Yes. Allow it to amplify through yes. And put that huge energy of yes, I want all of this. Thank you. Del, would you like to add to our bubble?
I see it as shimmering, beautiful, and bright. Those are beautiful vibrations that we just put into our bubbles. I would say the last thing I would add is just the energy of peace. That peace inside, that peace of accomplishment, that peace of knowing that I've done my best, that I am capable, and the peace of knowing that all things are in divine timing. Just like my wasp sting, that all things are actually here for our lessons and our learnings and our growth and our spiritual achievements. So add the peace and the alignment with the will of God, of the Creator, so that your divine self lines up with the divine of the all that is, with this beautiful creation that you have in front of you. And then bathing it with the beautiful light of the solstice again, this sacred day, this sacred vibration. allow that bubble to float off into the universe and to burst and become real, to manifest in your life. See it fly high, like the balloon, until it disappears. And know that it comes back to you, like that boomerang, like the order in a restaurant. When you put in your order for your food, you know it will come to you. So be happy and be in those vibrations and know that you have accomplished this deed, this task, this quality, this object. It is yours. And take a breath and feel success and that yes, and open your eyes and come back to your room and your chair. And I just want to thank everyone for being with us today on this amazing day, this special day of the year, the solstice. And to again acknowledge you, thank you, Jody, for being here. And I want to say our websites one more time and let everyone know that, yes, we do teach these amazing classes, absolutely life-changing classes called Alchemy. And we both have classes coming up in July, I know. So check out our websites for Jody Robinson. It's shiftingenergy.us.com. And for me, Gail Lash, it is Peace Brain, peace and then brain, brain.org. And check out the Alchemy Class tab. And we really look forward to having you either here in Atlanta at one of our live classes or on one of our webinars. And then please go forth and spread your light to the world on this amazing day. Jody, anything you want to add to close out for our listeners?
No, just go forth in that peace. All of these energies are ways of being. And to align with them is life's purpose. And just thank you for inviting me today. And I hope to see more of you on my Monday call. And that's it.
You're very welcome. Thank you all for being here. Many blessings to everyone. Namaste. Go have a great day.
Namaste.